Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting 7th. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Robinson out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Hansen goes all the way around to score. Weiss moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dave Boswell now pitching. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to second. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Allison moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford pinch hits for Al Weiss. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Bob Locker. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Bill Plice now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 3 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Don Buford now playing second base. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Ward reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball for an out. Hansen tags and scores. Berry moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-5, White Sox. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Batty. Berry scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Foes now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rollins. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-4 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. There goes Martin trying to get to third. Hall throws the ball into Rollins, who tags Martin for the out. That run is unearned. One out. It's 11-5, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-5, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhaals. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Buford reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jerry Fosnow. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.